This is Will's Band of the Week for March 3rd, 2024. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with David from the Brooklyn Indie Rock Stardom Bureau.
I'm holding it down here.
And Jeremiah from the Santa Fe Bureau.
Hey, hello everyone.
Jeremiah's
hope
finally
to see you in Austin.
He's finally made
What's
it back that? To the Santa Fe Bureau from God only knows where you were, but somewhere in Africa probably, right?
Yes, I'm I am still awake, that the jet lag is kicking my butt, but I'm hoping this cider will help me stay awake.
My God. When did you actually get into the US?
Wednesday, so 2 days ago.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm starting to feel better.
All right.
So it's good to be home. Good to be on the podcast. I'm excited for South by Southwest.
We have an exciting, for us, episode, because we've been scouring the lists. I think David is the champion of scouring lists this year, but trying to find fun bands to see in Austin in a couple weeks. And I was saying this last week, I think. I don't know if anybody really cares that we are going to Austin, you know, and just having a blast, because it's a selfish endeavor in some ways.
Besides us.
Yeah, except for the fact that, you know, we're discovering all this new music and it's really fun, right? And so I think people might appreciate hearing a bunch of tracks by mostly bands that they haven't heard of, right? And hopefully they like our choices, right?
Yeah, I mean, if this is a consumer service, then, you know, the leading edge is to go hear a band that may not even have a record out. I mean, there's somebody that on my list that has 2 songs on Spotify and that's it.
That's pretty good.
But they sounded good, and I put them on the list. So
it's even better than Wet Leg, because they had 3 songs when they were down there, and Craig saw them. Cutting
That's
edge.
Right.
So this is what we thought we would do. We each picked 4 artists and a track by each of them, and then we thought we might do it again next week. So you'll get 12 songs this week and then 12 next week. Then we'll go scout out some of those bands. And it's like this year has been even more kind of, I was joking with David that this is the theme of this year is going to be all the bands that I did not get to see, because there's actually 1 time slot where there's 7 bands that I would be interested in seeing playing at the same time. Yeah. I think it's like Wednesday at 11 o'clock or something, you know, just prime time, you know? So, but you know, there are no bad choices once you come up with a really fun list. And I think David broke the record. You're over 100, right?
Definitely over 100, closing in on 120. But that includes names that you put on the list and names that I put on the list.
So,
and then I took a look and thought and counted up how many on there were really like things that, you know, I'm really super invested in seeing. And that was only about 35, so 35 to 40, let's say.
You have to sort of
so that's the
narrow
core.
It. Yeah. Yeah. So
it's a good start. Yeah. 40 pins.
In our NPR rivalry, you know, we could sort of continue that, because now the last few years, they haven't been going down there. And they used to do the Austin 100, right, where they came up with 100 recommended bands. So now we could have the David 120, or just narrow it down to the David 100.
Indeed.
David 99.
See, I mean, you really don't need NPR if you listen to us. That's what I'm thinking. So
that's true. Definitely. That's true. Just and we could even, put the list up on the website.
We should actually do that.
Truly organized.
We could.
And so here are the top names. In case you two are stopping by South by Southwest, here's a few bands you might want to look at.
Right. Well, so Jeremiah, in your travels, do you have any live reports you'd like to give us before we start with the banned reviews or, you know, banned whatever features?
Not really in this genre. Let me see. I was at a fun.
It could be live reports of anything. Doesn't have even have to be music. Just what's out? What's going on out there?
Sure. Right. Yeah.
There was a really good DJ at a party, house party last Saturday in Nairobi. That was really fun. And then there was like an opening of like drumming, all this different drumming, like African drumming, and then a really good DJ and some live music as well. So that was fun. But other than that, I haven't seen live stuff.
You should tape a little much bit sometime and just put it on the podcast, you know?
Right? Definitely.
Dispatches from around the world.
Absolutely.
Right, that would be fun. There's usually some live music, but it's more local bands usually. So anyway. So besides that, I have some things coming up. I'm trying to remember which. But maybe we'll have to keep it suspenseful. But yes, there is some good podcast favorites coming to Santa Fe soon. What else is coming up? I think I'm going to go to that Kilby Block Party. You guys, lineup? Like it's ridiculous.
Where is that one?
Greatest lineup in the world.
Yeah, Salt Lake City. I've got a big house. Oh, yeah. Some other friends were going to come, and so I like rented a big house, and then they canceled. So I have like a 4-bedroom place by myself. So come on over.
What are the dates of that?
I think May like 10th, 11th, and 12th, something like that. So.
That's
So like I'm going from like the 9th to the 13th or something.
That's the week before we're going to go to Brighton and see the Great Escape Festival with
Craig. Right, I know. So, that was the hardest. So much stuff.
Yeah.
And then that Wide Awake Festival is usually right after that, like the next weekend in London, which I went to the last 2 years, which was really good. This year's lineup's like still good, but not as many bands as I was. That would have attracted me as much.
We must have a really generous travel budget going here because you guys are just going everywhere.
Yeah, I think
there's going to be no money left in the slush fund.
Yeah.
Well, Salt Lake's close at points, and then
but the house rental. Come on,
I don't want to plug the home exchange thing, but the house is free, so it's a 4-bedroom house for free. Like that home exchange thing is really cool, so I do that a lot.
I would
you trade houses with people. So anyway.
I would love to go to Salt Lake City sometime, even if it wasn't for that festival. But they've kind of loosened up their alcohol prohibition type thing, haven't they? Because I think they actually have brew pubs there now, right?
Right. Yeah. Before it was like you had
it was like a dry town,
3% or something.
Yeah.
The beer, but then now, it's more. It's a little more. I think you can even actually drink caffeine there too now. I'm not sure, but I think that's
wow, radical.
I think they've loosened up. Mitt Romney's getting crazy over there.
Yeah, he's going wild. They might not allow dancing still, but you know. All right, that's enough. That's enough ribbing the Utah people.
Yes, we will.
Okay, let's start rocking. Well, I put my own songs first on the playlist, so I guess I'll go first. My first pick. In no particular order. In fact, it's not really. It's just like four that I thought of first. And hopefully, it won't be hard to come up with four more next week. But I thought all these were fun. We all picked them because they were fun, right? So
definitely.
I was telling Chris I'm hoping this band is this year's La Securité. Because they have kind of that kind of spirit. Just a spirit of fun. This is a band called Ada Oda. And they are. This is fun to read their promo stuff that they have for South by Southwest. It says Italian post punk from the Brussels underground. Ada Oda offers an energetic blend of music at the crossroads of 80s rock and Italian pop. How's that?
Sounds good.
Italian band from Brussels. Okay, here you go. Ada Oda. Here's a song called Niente da Offrire.
No, niente da offrire. Non ha niente da dare, non ha niente da offrire, non ha niente da dare. Ogni giorno peggiora, ma non può fare niente. Non ha niente da offrire, non ha niente da dare, non ha niente da offrire.
That's Ada Oda. Seems like a fun band. They would be fun live, I think.
Definitely. That's really super fun. Oh my God, I was just reading about them. So I'm confused about the Brussels rock, Brussels post-punk. So they're Italians living in Brussels? Or
yeah, apparently. I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. Let's go see them.
All right. David, what do you got?
Well, as you said, these are not necessarily, you know, the most exciting or the least exciting. They're just first names that popped into my head, and I just put them down. I could do another four and another four and just keep going. But these are the ones I did. So start out with a band called Bubble Tea and Cigarettes, who are formed. Wait, they're NYC? Oh, I didn't realize that. I was thinking they were from somewhere else. No, they're formed in NYC. You know, the Bubble Tea and Cigarettes, the name sounds a little like cigarettes and sex, and that, frankly, the band sounds a little like cigarettes and sex. Or is that cigarettes after sex?
It's after,
yes. Yeah. Right. In that kind of slow dive, very grand-sounding shoegaze sound, and I like it. So I picked a track. Which track did I pick? I can't remember now.
Looks like it's called Leap.
Leap, yes.
Bubble Tea and Cigarettes.
Yes, the bio says their songs tell stories of post-adolescent romantics living dispirited but pleasure-seeking lives against the backdrop of a modern metropolis. Influenced by Japanese melodicism, European cinema music, and a touch of American psychedelic.
And the promo for South by Southwest says that their first pressing of 1,000 vinyls sold out within a week. And their songs have been streamed over 10 million times across platforms. Oh. They had a 13-city headline in the USA and Asia in 2023. They packed every show, played multiple 500-plus capacity venues, selling out multiple. So that's making them sound very much in demand.
Indeed.
I see a couple of gigs here that they've set up here. They're going to be at the Empire Control Room. They're going to be at the St. David's Historic Sanctuary.
Yeah, that's a new venue on me.
Very interesting. I'm adding them to my list right now. All right, that's cool. Very fun. Jeremiah's turn. What do you got?
Let's see. What do I have? Let me look. I only got I was going through the list and I only got to D, so I've all mine are between A and D.
You sent something like, you can tell I only made it to the letter D, and I started to think, is there a band called I Only Made It to the Letter D? But then it's not a band. It was just your comment.
Probably. There might have been.
Yeah, you got some good ones. That,
what is it? Bubble tea cigarettes. And I was like, oh, two of my favorite things, right?
So there you go. Have you
seen that bumper sticker? It's like chicken pot pie, three of my favorite things.
Right? Oh, that's funny.
Anyway.
All right.
Let's see, where should we start here? Let's start. We'll just do an alphabetical order maybe. So speaking of someone that only has two songs is, this youngster, Alex Ferns. I'm not sure. I'm probably not pronouncing his name correctly. And I definitely won't pronounce the song correctly, but, and funny enough, two of my bands are from Montreal. Like,
yes.
Who would have guessed that?
True,
and I actually
character.
Didn't even know that when I picked them. I swear, this isn't, I'm not combing through all the Montreal stuff.
The Montreal bands.
Although they do have the best, pretty much one of the best, usually the best food is, at least in my experience, has been like the Montreal. M is for Montreal. They usually have like some good cheese, some wine, you know, that kind of stuff, you know.
They know how to host a party.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah.
In another weird coincidence, a lot of the bands on our big list are from Australia.
Yes.
Who would have thought?
Yes. Who would have thought? Yeah,
well,
Melbourne
Montreal and
here and there.
Montreal and Melbourne, we can say, are well represented this evening. So, all right, Alex Ferns.
So, Alex Ferns, and the song I picked is Muselere. I don't know. It's probably, I'm pronouncing it more like Spanish instead of French, but
yeah, close enough.
Anyway, try it.
Hello.
Ferns, that's pretty great. That's really fun.
It's a little bit all over the place.
Yeah, it's so funny how, I mean, it's, I guess it's just because the how many bands are there, like 1,000 or something, you know, there's so many that you just can't help but like overlook things. So like, there's something I never found, but now I hear it now and I'm like, yeah, sign me up, I'll go see that. It's great.
I think live would be fun. I'm not
sure. It seems like it.
I'd be listening to this all the time at work, but maybe. And actually, I was just reading that actually he sometimes plays in La Securité.
Really?
As a touring musician, yeah, with them. So that's interesting. Young guy. His last, when he was 17, he started a band called Bloodskin Atopic. That's another good name. So, yeah, no, it should be fun. And he sings in French, which is always interesting, different languages. So, yeah, so we'll see. I don't even know where he's playing. I need to look that up. I haven't, I'm not as organized. David will keep me. David will tell me where to go.
At, Tuesday, the 12th at 9 o'clock at the Swan Dive, presented by
That would be good.
Moffland and Fair Enough and M for Montreal. There you go.
They're usually at the Swan Dive. Yeah, that'd be good.
All right. Cool. Awesome. Okay. I guess it's back to me now. All right. We'll stay in Montreal. Podcast veterans, Corridor. I've liked the last two Corridor albums. And when I saw that they were going to be in Austin, I thought, this is great. Definitely a priority for me. They do have a new single, and it's got a lot of synth, and it seems like they're moving toward more synth, but they also have some great guitar work. And this one, I picked one from their album called Junior from maybe 2019, I think. Anyway, and it's got more of the post-punky guitar in it. So they've got both the cool guitar stuff and the synth stuff. So here's Corridor with a song called, this is the title track from the album Junior. Corridor, another Montreal band.
That has that familiar, I don't know, guitar twang. They have, like, there's a sound that they have, but yeah, I'd be excited to see them too.
Yep.
I actually, I can't remember exactly when or where, but I actually did see them as an opening band. Must have been, God, I don't know, might have been 10 years ago. And I didn't know anything about them. Just walked in to, you know, knew this, there was an opener and they were from Montreal and they were just fabulous. I was immediately. But I haven't seen them since. So there you go.
All right. One to look forward to. That's Corridor. And now we are on to David's next pick.
Well, surprisingly, moving to Australia here, we have Dust from Newcastle, which I think is Newcastle near Melbourne or near Sydney? It's up the coast there somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's up more by Sydney than Melbourne. But we better figure that out now so we don't have our geography totally messed up.
It's a contemporary take on Australian post-punk, along with elements of experimental jazz and electronic music. Yeah, there's a kind of a noise element and a little bit of a talk singing element. And kind of reminds me a little bit of an Australian version of Fontaine's DC.
It sounds fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
All right, Newcastle is like,
there's nothing wrong with that.
It's up further up the coast past Sydney. So it's not quite in Nicholas's backyard barbecue territory. I was trying to figure out where it is compared to. Brisbane is way up there. Okay, so it's way closer to Sydney. It's not that far from Sydney, north.
Right.
Yeah. So Dust, cool. Should we play a track?
Somewhat of a talk singing track. So you should like it.
All right. Let's see. You picked a track called Ward 52. Dust
all the way from Castle.
Yep.
Australian dust. I'm up for that. Let's do it. Let's go.
Definitely. Okay. Jeremiah, what is your next selection?
Well, I guess, yeah, we got to keep in alphabetical order, right? So, and these hometown boys, hometown folks, the band called Being Dead. And this was actually almost made it on my top 10 albums from last year, but I've never seen them live. They're from Austin. It's kind of, I don't know, it's almost a little bit of like cowboy or alt country mixed with surf rock, mixed with punk rock or something. I don't even know how to describe it. It's very unusual. But so anyway, the song I picked is Muriel's Big Day Off.
Baby, lay me down.
It's great. It goes from like hippie surf rock to a jazz part. Yeah, I listened to that album a little bit last year. It was kind of one of those, almost had it on the podcast, but just didn't get to it. But yeah, I would really like to see them. Being Dead from Austin.
Goofy. They have some good names, too. The three members are Falcon Bitch, Gumball, and Ricky Moto.
So they're born, names, too, right? Their parents named them that.
It's actually, no, it's, well, it's not, it's Falcon B asterisk TCH. I don't know if you say Bastastrix. Falcon Bastastrix, Gumball, and Ricky Moto. So they will have to get that. Maybe we can get an autograph of Falcon Bastastrix.
All right. Good. I think we are, let's see, what does that make us?
6 for 6.
That's it. I had to get my numbers right. 6 for 6.
At least 10 cents worth.
Right. Okay. You know, you thought, yeah, we're 6 for 6 now, but we haven't even talked about the Bel Air Lip Balms yet. Right?
Yes.
That's the only place
I buy my lip balms in Bel Air.
And I thought they were from Melbourne, but the bio says they're from Frankston, Australia. So let's see where that is.
Oh, I think Frankston is actually just a suburb of Melbourne, because I know there's a song. I forget who. There's a group that has a song called the Frankston Line, and it's like a commuter rail line. So
yeah,
I think Frankston is just a suburb.
Yeah, Frankston looks like it's kind of on the east side of Port Phillip, the big port there. So that could be all considered part of Nicholas's backyard. So
absolutely,
yeah.
Anyway, I like this band so much that I accused you of stealing them from me, because I would have put them in my initial group here. You got them first.
It's a form of pick stealing. But I offered you a trade, and then you said, you can keep them. So that might happen next week again. So that's always a nice problem. I like it when hope we have sufficient overlap. I mean, I know we'll be like diverging around seeing bands, but I hope we like have a core where we see several bands together, you know?
Yeah.
All right. The Bel Air Lip Balms from the Melbourne area. And let's play a track. This one's called Say My Name. Go the Bel Air Lip Balms.
A lot of bangers on that record.
Yeah, I listened to the whole album. And it's not, you know, when you're sampling this much music, you can't listen to the whole album of everybody's. But this one I did, and it was pretty fun. There's plenty on there that'll be fun to see live. And of course,
buy some of that lip balm.
Yep. The way that they organize a lot of these events, there are a lot of events that are by country, right? So there's a whole Australia showcase they always do, and there's a Scotland one. There was a Wales one last year. Maybe they'll do that again. There's New Zealand. There's Japan. There's, like, obviously Montreal. Like, all these bands kind of organize together, and that's kind of fun. And then they kind of, during the week, they kind of also just, like, go all over the place, right? They might get invited to various different day parties and stuff. And so, super cool. David, what do you got next?
Got a group called, and I'm assuming it's pronounced fuck, but it's spelled lowercase F-U-V-K. And now I have the explanation, which is it was originally a typo in a text. And so it became a joke. And then it became the name of the band.
Why not?
Yeah. Although it is hard to say.
Fuvk.
Yep. So this was originally a bedroom pop project by a person who wanted to remain anonymous and was just using that name. She has since emerged, and she has two bandmates, and they are all science grads from the University of Texas. So this is a local Austin group. But along the way, I think before it became a bigger band, she released quite a few like EPs and singles and things. So it's quite a backlog there. Singer-songwriter, like bedroom pop, as I said. And there's really just a ton of local Austin bands and artists on the bill. It's amazing how many people are from right there in town.
Yeah. They have an amazing number of bands and a pretty good hit rate, really. A lot of really good ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And you know, you go to the site where they give the band bio, and it says, no description provided for artist. That's what it says.
That's why I had to do my research.
Yeah.
I found an article about that.
Okay. You got a track to play?
And the track is Glasses.
You smudge up my glasses that I always keep clean. You divvy up my heart and leave nothing in between the spaces of my reach. Oh, your teeth are so pristine, remind me of your kiss. I don't remember anything. I loved you in the slightest of ways. You always kept me going for days. I think I know what you're going to say. I think I know what you're going to say.
That is fuck spelled with a V, so we can say it, and it's no problem because it's spelled with a V, right?
I guess so.
No explicit warning.
Yeah. That's man, right. It's like, you know, that's really good. And I know I barely listen to it, but you sit down and and listen carefully for 2 minutes, and it's like, yeah, totally solid, mm-hmm. really good. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if maybe her twin sister started fuckers.
Was there a band? What is it? Yeah, is it a band?
F C U K E R S.
Something like
that. Yeah. Who cares?
Fukukers.
Fukukers.
Oh, man.
Yeah, fukukers. Fukukers.
There's also Holy Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Right?
They're actually really good, actually. I've seen them live. I like to.
Yeah, they're not coming to South by, but
I think last time I saw them, they opened for Hot Chip. They were really good.
Is that the band from Toronto? No, that's Fucked Up. Is the band from Toronto?
Right. Oh my god! And I saw them, and they were fucked up. I actually liked them. I liked some of their songs, and then seeing them live, I was like, yeah. I don't need to see this again.
That's funny.
Not to be negative, but just
okay. Jeremiah,
all bands are for everyone.
I'm looking at your list. It doesn't go past D. I think I have the next one in alphabetical order.
No, I'm trying to like A, B, C.
Yeah, think about this. Think about this. You've only made it to the letter D, and you've already got this many good choices. You've got a whole. That's only 4 letters out of 26.
That's right.
Well, realistically,
I mean,
there was
a bunch even to there. I had like 10, and then I was like, oh, I got to pick at least, you know, just cut out some of these or something. Yes.
Yeah.
So right. The next band, they're super kooky and crazy and fun as well. So they are called DVTR, and they're also from Montreal. And actually, the track I picked is called DVTR as well. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always cool when you have a track that's named the same as your band.
Right,
Like Talk Talk with a song called Talk Talk from the album Talk Talk. That was back in the days of MTV, and they would have song title, album, and artist, or maybe it was song title, artist, album. So they'd play the video, and it would just say Talk Talk, Talk Talk, Talk Talk. We always thought that was funny. there are other examples, right, of bands that have a song that is the band name. Then I can't think of any other now, but I know there are others. But yeah, here's DVTR with the song DVTR. DVTR, I just added them to my list. <That's>, I love it. That's great. And because Jeremiah selected them, you can infer that they are from Montreal, which is correct.
That's right.
And I was realizing, yes, and they sing in French. I think I need to probably stop trying to learn Swahili and American Sign Language and just learn French at this point. Because otherwise, what's the point, right?
Oh,
but yes, we'll see. I think they'll be fun live.
Oh, absolutely.
Their videos are quite ridiculous and seem like the characters. They're described as if the B-52s were more furious and French during the Riot Grrrl movement.
Wow. Like, no, okay, I kind of feel like Alex Ferns and DVTR and Ada Oda could all be pushing for that La Securité spot. Not to mention the fact that La Securité themselves are coming back this year. So
nice.
It's just going to be so fun. Incredible.
I need to make it to L, I guess.
At least make it to L. David and I can help you out with some late alphabet choices if you don't get all the way through.
Yeah, we even have a couple of Z's. We covered everything.
I think there's a band that starts with three Z's, right?
Yeah.
That's just cheap. They were just doing that so they'd be at the end of the list, you know? Come on.
Probably.
It's like some band starts with three A's, you know?
Okay, you mentioned the Talk Talk. I was remembering pigs. Pigs, 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 pigs.
Yeah, it's pigs times seven, right? Yeah.
So they need to have a song named Pigs, 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 right? That would be good too.
Sure.
And if there was only MTV still, if it was actually they played music on MTV instead of watching people sit around and complain about each other.
All right.
Oh, all right, let's go.
We're just totally rocking. This is just incredible. Okay.
Final round.
I'm on my last pick for this week. I'm already excited to come up with four more. Okay. Well, let's stick in Melbourne. I've got another Melbourne. And I kind of just, I think just like David did, we just sort of, like, here are just four that come to mind from the, from the bands that we've been scouring the list for. And let me just verify. I got to make sure this is actually Melbourne. Melbourne, Australia.
Uh-huh.
Band is called High School with no space between the high and the school. So there you go. Just don't put a space in there and you'll find them. And they sound like kind of dark 80s alternative rock. and a little bit of murky vocals that remind me of one of my son Reese's favorite bands, Black Marble. Anyway, it's an Australian take on the genre, and I thought it was pretty cool. So let's play a song by High School called August 19.
Thank you.
That's high school from Melbourne.
Definitely on the list.
It'll be interesting to see how they...
I'm going to go to that high school.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how they translate live. Like, for example, will they have a live drummer? How much will they have? Some of the other stuff is kind of dance synthy. It's going to be really interesting. So, yeah, I'm really hoping to see them. That was from the Accelerator EP. And now, David, with a... This is a classic band name. It's pretty good.
Yes, for my final selection, I have If I Die in Mississippi, which is a... Originally, I guess it's still basically a one-person project. Very lo-fi, very acoustic. Coming out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, but then moving to L.A. and now located in, are you ready, Austin, Texas.
Ah, moved to Austin for indie rock stardom.
Yeah, she's put out quite a few EPs and a couple of albums and. So kind of a, if you can imagine like a lo-fi version of Wednesday, kind of reminds me of that.
Just, that sounds good, yeah.
Just the ambiance, not so much the sound, it's just the overall, the lyrics and the overall ambiance. So I picked a track, which was the, oh right, Nintendo 64, right?
That's it. There's some trivia about this track too.
Yeah. I didn't know.
We'll play it first. Here we go.
Drugs, cause they teach me not to care, and I guess that's how you cheat, because life doesn't play fair. Shiny kitchen knife. He sees when he's good. I can have his Nintendo 64. He stay up all night long, laying on the basement floor.
Okay, we're 11 for 11 now.
Mm-hmm.
That's If I Die in Mississippi. Here's a trivia. Did you know
that
song is a cover?
No.
And you know whose song it is? And it sounds, if you think about it, it makes sense. It's an Alex G cover from an old Alex G song, and which I wouldn't have known. I was actually showing Grant our playlist that we were going to play, and he said, and he saw this song, Nintendo 64. He said, oh, is that the Alex G song? I'm like, what? I didn't know that. Some old lost secret track or something, obscure thing from Alex G. So, yeah, that's cool. That's another promising. I keep adding more now. I'm adding every one of the things you guys have played that I didn't already have on my list. Excellent.
I have to share with you the one of the highlights of If I Die in Mississippi, which is some of the song titles that they have six albums out.
Wow.
Okay, you really have to hear some of these. You Can't Smoke in Waffle House Anymore. I Found Your Mail in My Dreams and Woke Up on Your Lawn. That's from an album called Keep Everything. On another album, we have Everyone is Playing Pokemon Go. Everyone is Playing Pokemon Go, and I'm Out of Data. Watching Goosebumps at my grandma's house. And from the most recent album, we have Almost Always Almost Raining, Flicking Ashes into the Crevice Between Your Bed and the Wall, and Headed Back from the Creek in Whoever's Truck. I mean, and those aren't even, I could go on. It's just, the song titles are amazing.
Well, she have
song titles alone, I am nominating If I Die in Mississippi as a highlight.
Will she have a whole full band? That's the question, right?
Yes.
You know, that song sustained itself pretty well with just the guitar and vocals, but we always hope for a full band.
Yep, definitely.
Okay,
this
Jeremiah.
This could be a Sydney Gish situation where she comes out and does some loops and stuff, you know.
It could be, yep.
We'll see.
Yep. Jeremiah, you need to make us 12
that
for 12.
That would be good.
I'm totally confident that Jeremiah is going to make us 12 for 12 right now.
I was thinking, I think They Are Gutting a Body of Water should open for If I Die in Mississippi, right? Because then it would be, just like, it'd almost be a sentence.
Right.
The opening, yeah. The supporting.
Yeah, they could also play with The World is a Beautiful Place and I'm not. I am
no longer afraid to die.
Whatever they're called.
I'm no longer afraid to die.
No longer afraid to die,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Some good names out there.
The Wordy Festival.
Yep. All right. Jeremiah.
And, I think I need to, like, maybe I should actually try to learn English before I try to learn French because I was going to go in alphabetical order. DBTR became before Deeper, Deeper Band. Where are they from? I think from Chicago, right?
That's because the D and the V and the T and the R are capitalized. So that's
so you could say that comes before. Yeah, you could argue for that.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. That's true, yeah. Actually. And or the V might actually be an A upside down, right? So it's D-A-T-R, not and D and A comes before E. So, okay. So then I feel less stupid now.
Yes, Deeper is in
I
fact.
I think they're from Chicago,
they're in fact from
right?
Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen them?
Yep.
Yeah. I've never seen them, so I was like, oh, this would be fun. They've been, the radio station I listen to have been playing that song, Build a Bridge, a bunch, but I picked the track Glare.
Deeper. They're a podcast favorite. I think we've talked about a couple of their albums, including this one, the most recent one called Careful. And yes, I have not seen them either. So I read somewhere that they're just going to swing by Austin. They're not going to do, you know, the 8 gigs or whatever. They're going to just swing by. And they have a gig at 1 in the morning. Then they're going to just bolt out of town. Wow. You never know. Maybe somebody will invite them to a daytime thing that they can't refuse while they're in town. But we'll see.
You know, well,
I'd like to see them too.
Step out of their bus and set up on the sidewalk along around town on the way.
Yeah.
Right.
We should just pressure them into, you know, doing a gig just for us, a parking lot or something.
Exactly.
The first time I heard this band was on this very podcast, and it was Nicholas who was talking about them, and I kept thinking it was this band called Deepa.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I looked it up. It's a Melbourne pronunciation. Deepa. What is this?
Yeah. Right.
No, I know.
All right. We're 12 for 12, and well, we talked about this beforehand. We really don't need a bonus song of the week because we just heard basically 12 bonus songs, right? And we'll have 12 more next week, hopefully.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Got to start working on our lists now.
I'm kind of excited to come up with my next four. I might have it like 15 minutes after we finish recording. I'm going to tell you guys what my next four are. Oh, this is too fun. It's just too fun.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
I hope I get out a D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this rate, you'll at least be up to
four John to E, F, G.
There'll be four more songs just in D.
Yep.
Well, first you have to finish the D's, and then you can move on to the E's.
Exactly.
Yep. Oh, it's pretty fun.
All right. Well, I'm excited.
Yes. And I'm excited that you're coming, Jeremiah. Because I know you were talking about being so busy with work, they didn't know if you'd be able to make it. Usually when people start doubting, that means there's almost no way they're going to make it. You know, so I was resigned to you probably aren't going to make it. Then you rose from the ashes, and it's just amazing. So it's great.
Yeah,
we've lost
Craig for this year, and, you know, others have gone by the wayside for a while at least. Gotta keep the
person. I hope they come back next year. We need to get Nick over here one time.
That would be so cool.
Need to somehow, I don't know how to figure that out. We all pitch our airline points together or something. If he can get away from Fox long enough. But
yeah.
Hopefully we can do that.
All right. I guess that's all. But we're going to let the music speak for itself.
Well, the other person we can get to come next year is Jason, but we don't want him to come and just, you know, listen to music. We want him to come and be featured at South by Southwest, right?
Exactly. Definitely.
Of course. Oh, my gosh. That would be so cool. We need to have a Will's Band of the Week, like, showcase.
Exactly.
Right? And then he would be, like, the headlining band on that showcase night.
Yeah, and then we could get Nick to bring Soft Peaks.
Right? And then what else would we have? Chris playing Bob Mould covers on his electric guitar. Could do that.
And Dancing with Ron Swanson.
Yep. what's the Ron Swanson band called? Duke what? Silver. Duke Silver Trio, I think. Yeah. Bring them. All right.
Sounds good.
All right, we're going to sign off and be back next week with more fun and more bands, hopefully a bunch you've never heard of that might be good. So that'll be next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Night, everybody.
The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, England, and Australia. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. All of our episodes can be found at willsband.net. To contact us, send email to willsband@yahoo.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.